Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Ah, more extracts from the Royal Memoirs, a precious volume I keep in the Royal Chambers, right next to the throne. Now, what have I got for you this week? Oh yes, things that should be banned. Here we are. I wrote at the time, tissues that disintegrate, leaving the contents of your nostrils in your hands. This is particularly awkward, and yet somehow convenient at the same time, especially when you're playing pass the parcel. We should also ban wine boxes that run dry after 2 days, when it clearly states on the label that wine stays fresh for up to 6 weeks. Men who wear trilbies and gloves while driving, usually very badly, and middle-aged men with grey hair and pigtails. Most of us look ridiculous enough without any further assistance, I have to say. 24-hour news should also be banned, of course. Isn't morning, noon and night enough? People who write lists should be banned and keep Oh, hang on, that's me. Yes, never mind, moving on. And finally, we should ban Ant and Dec standing in alphabetical order. Although I do make an exception in current circumstances. Obviously, this is in poor taste and we should move on. Yes. Now then, do you remember some time ago a CD that went missing with the personal details of millions of British people on it? Well, I do recall it, and I've just come across this entry in my diary, and I had a call from Theresa the May this morning. I was just dipping my soldier into an egg. Well, everyone needs a hobby, and he was only a private. When Doris ran in, my queen, and managed to hand over the mobile phone like a mid-air baton as she slipped on a piece of toast and flew straight out through the open window. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I did check she was okay after I'd finished the call, by the way. She was still breathing, I think. Anyway, Theresa wanted advice as usual. Turns out the CD had been sold to a busker who at first said he found it and thought it was a copy of Now 2.5 million or whatever. The busker was held by the constables and later admitted he'd gone through all the data and just fallen asleep. It was too boring and full of mistakes, he said. And now Theresa, poor soul, can't decide whether to announce that the CD's been found and leave herself open to further questions, or to just quietly forget about it. Now, what politician does that ever? I chewed thoughtfully on the porridge Kev the chauffeur had made for me and advised her to make a clean breast of it. After all, it would be so reassuring to everyone to know that all the personal information about them was wrong and out of date anyway, wouldn't it? Anyway, I said, I thought we'd only got up to Now 6,000. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Ah, well, I'm off on a quick state visit now, so I'd better put my balaclava and string vest on again. It's rather chilly out there.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Sitting in my royal palace and gazing out of the window, all sorts of thoughts cross my mind. I can actually see a lark in the field across the lane, but I can't be bothered reporting them to the police. You get all sorts around here, you know. Yes, anyway, I've been thinking about a speech I need to give tonight to the island branch of the Senile Snorkelers, They're the ones who go snorkeling on their backs in 2 inches of water, then wonder why all the fish are big and white, until it's pointed out they're actually looking at the clouds. Life is very confusing, you know, but you have to be so tactful, don't you? Ah, well, such is life. Anyway, I'm trying to come up with a few nuggets of advice I can weave into my speech, apart from give up snorkeling, of course. For example, here's some tips for you. Random thoughts, call them what you will. For instance, don't take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. Secondly, if you look anything like your passport photograph, you probably do need a holiday. And a word of wisdom from my handmaiden Flossie, a balanced diet is a meat pie in each hand. Flossie also came up with this little nugget, try not to weigh more than your fridge, and never lick a steak knife. She's obsessed with food, that woman. Anyway, I know the senile snorkelers are going to invite me to stay on for their seafood buffet, but last year that consisted of a basket of whelks and a few tiddlers, and that was just the waiters. Anyway, I've got my excuse ready this time. I'm sure they'll understand. Actually, I'm having my colon irrigated tonight. I'm having it flushed out with a few pints of lager. Catch you in a moment.
From the 50s, all the way to today's hits. This is the island's local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And finally, for this week, I made the mistake of allowing our local paper, the Island Fling, to report that I was planning to get married, which meant there could be only one queen. This revelation has shaken Doris, Rose and Flossie up no end, if that's the right expression. But I told them straight, I can just about go with the idea of three kings, but three queens? You cannot be serious. I'm pleased to say that after breaking this news to them, my jaw is now settling down after the emergency rewire carried out by Kev, head surgeon at the Trembling Hands Treatment Centre. He's called head surgeon because he can only do heads, apparently. Someone went in complaining of hemorrhoids and came out with all his teeth removed. Outrageous. I don't know why I continue, I really don't. Anyway, I hope my voice is still audible. Anyway, the girls aren't speaking to me, but why should I worry? It's just the start of my troubles. The newspaper, the Island Fling, I don't know why they call it that. Anyway, the newspaper gave the news a front-page story with the headline, Kev Wants a Queen. The paper came out at 3 p.m. About 10 minutes later, there were 3,000 women and quite a few men charging across the palace lawns wearing wedding frocks. It's going to be a tough decision choosing one. Meanwhile, of course, I'm still waiting for my invitation to Harry and Meghan's wedding do. Is that in Windsor somewhere? Where is that? Anybody know? I don't know, I'll better look it up on Google Maps. I suppose I'll get an invite. Takes a while for the post to get through, doesn't it, to our little island? Never mind all those poor postmen swimming across the Solent with bags on their heads full of mail. Oh dear. Anyway, until next time, toodaloo. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. I'll be back next week at 6 o'clock as well. So every Monday, 6 till 7. Coming up, lots of great music, lots of great shows, right through the night and into the morning here on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. Thanks for listening in for the last hour. I'll be back next week. See you then. Bye.